Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Here's our sunshiny, glistening lake Wednesday morning music at 8:09.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, come you right on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace, come you right on by.
Dean Richards, I know you like that song, too, by Ali Ella Haynes and Jeremiah, but let me call your attention to this, and I know you will appreciate this, too. Many can, as we say, hit the post, talk until the vocal starts, but I go way deeper than that and go a whole other level by hitting the musical chord change.
Wow.
If you noticed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a doctorate-level DJ skills. That's not your everyday DJ skills where you talk until the singing starts.
No.
If you can hit a chord change, some sort of musical phrasing, something that only Leonard Bernstein would really understand, then you've got skills. The only thing that, I love this song. I love when I am actually driving on Lakeshore Drive and hearing this song. But all of that and the Blue Angels flying over at the same time, which is what happened yesterday. For some people driving on Lakeshore Drive,
yeah,
they got the Blue Angels, they got the pretty blue lights, they got it all.
Yeah, a little bit of everything yesterday and today. Now you haven't done this in a long time. Talked about a theatrical movie release.
No, we haven't. I had to retrain myself of what this is. But I guess we're starting to get closer to when new movies might be coming out, and many of the major movie studios have already pushed back their releases until later this year to try to be safe, or else they've just taken complete wait and see attitudes. But one studio yesterday called Solstice Studios decided that they definitely want to be the first to come back, and they have set a July 1st release date for the new.
Are the Blue Angels flying over your office right now?
We've opened a dentist office here at WGN. We're doing some minor dental work. At the same time, I was told that there would not be any construction noise going on here today. Oh, there we go. Okay, now it stopped for a second. The July...
It's all right. It's a working newsroom. It's just like, when I worked at Channel 2 back in the 80s
right.
From the newsroom, there was background noise.
Right.
People were talking. You heard various machines. But that's okay. It gives a sense of urgency.
I don't know. I don't know if John Coughlin ever actually used a jackhammer during one of his reports, but we may be hearing one of those coming up in a few minutes, too. Anyway, this new movie that they are saying is definitely going to be coming out July 1st is the new Russell Crowe movie. It's called Unhinged. It's about the ultimate road rage. A guy, somebody is sitting at a stoplight. Somebody rudely beeps their horn at them. Only they don't know that the person to whom they have just beeped at is completely unhinged, as the title would suggest, and goes on a revenge rampage. Hmm. So the movie looks interesting. I think even more interesting than that is that they are saying July 1st is when this is going to come out, and they are saying that this will be the first new movie that will come out after the shutdown.
Good to hear. And then Tyler Perry is also resuming production, isn't he?
He has also set July 1st as the date for him to start work again. A couple of his TV shows that he's got going on at his own studio will begin then, but he has said that he's going to take all the necessary precautions for the actors, the actresses, the technicians, anybody who is working on that. They'll take their temperature, They will make sure that everybody is healthy before they come in. If they need to stay on the studio lot, they have facilities for people to stay on the studio lot and live there while the production is being done. But he says July 1st, they're going to be back in business as well.
Well, all right. I'd like to hear about those openings. And we do have to talk about Broadway, though, and their shutdown is going to continue for a while, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah. Broadway, the theaters there yesterday said that they are going to stay closed until the fall. They are now setting a date of September 6th that the shows will remain closed on Broadway. They have been closed since March the 12th, and they are saying that they will. Each individual theater will offer refunds and exchanges if anyone purchased tickets for anything. But you know, Broadway theater in New York could be among the last things to reopen. They have a structured system similar to what we have here in Illinois, and entertainment venues there, arts and entertainment venues, are on the very last phase of reopening there. So it looks like it's going to be a while before we're seeing any resumption of production there. Although we're building some sets here, apparently.
Yeah, we'll let you hold the nail. Hold the nail for that guy.
We're no exaggeration. That's exactly what it sounded like in this newsroom for the last 2 weeks. They're building. You know this story that they're building completely new studios and offices for this new primetime national newscast that we'll be launching right around Labor Day. News Nation. It's going to be a 3-hour primetime newscast, and they're building brand new studios, brand new offices, brand new everything right above, clearly right above where I'm sitting right now on the second floor here on Bradley Place.
I think it's is it 2 hours? I think it's actually 2 hours, but I think they told Dean three to justify all of that construction noise.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm always the last to know the actual fact.
Dean Richards with more of the entertainment report for today. How is Monk doing? He's got the virus, huh?
Monk, we're talking about actor Tony Shalhoub, who was the germaphobe, obsessive, compulsive character from the television series, now on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, revealed yesterday that both he and his wife had COVID-19. Said it was a terrible time, that they got it about a month ago, and that it was about the worst time that they have ever gone through. They are still quarantining in their own home in New York City. But he said that his real-life experience now has become like the monk experience of being obsessed with germs and not touching anything and being a little bit obsessive-compulsive about staying away from germs. But he's doing fine, looks fine, and both he and his wife are definitely on the mend from this.
While we're on the medical list, how is the Broadway actor Nick Cordero doing?
Well, Nick Cordero has had a really tough time. He also got COVID-19 kind of early on. He was one of the first of the entertainment people that we learned about, and since then, he had too many strokes. He had septic shock, fungus in his lungs.
Oops.
Developed blood clots in his legs, and as a result of that, had to have a leg amputated during the whole thing. He has been in a coma pretty much for about a month, and yesterday was the first day that he opened his eyes and was able to communicate with his wife. So despite the living hell that he has gone through, Nick Cordero seems to be doing better. And his wife says that he was a very healthy 41-year-old before all of this. So this gives you an idea of the kind of havoc that COVID-19 can wreak on somebody, even somebody who is relatively young and relatively healthy.
Yeah, it's a very scary and very sad story. And Bryan Adams got in a bit of trouble recently. What's the latest on that?
Bryan Adams, do you remember his song called Please Forgive Me? It's taken on a whole new meaning now, because he is asking for people to forgive forgive him after he posted something on Instagram the other day, which was an expletive-filled rant about what he called the Chinese wet markets that produced the coronavirus and put his tour on hold and, you know, pretty much shut down the entire world. It's a very long and rambling post that he has since taken down. But it was, by the account of many, extremely racist and extremely profanity-filled, in which he was, you know, saying that this should have never happened. Basically, this should have never happened in the first place. So he took down that original post and now has reposted something that says, apologies to any and all that took offense. I just wanted to rant about the horrible animal cruelty in these wet markets being the possible source of the virus and to also promote veganism. Mm-hmm. So that's where that stands right now with him.
And finally, we have some musical highlight. Was it last night's Tonight Show?
Yeah, it was. If you didn't stay up late last night, they did. They've been doing some pretty cool things, I have to say, on Jimmy Fallon show, his at-home version of his show. And what they did last night was a version of the old David Bowie song, Under Pressure. In which it, Fallon sang, and the Roots, his band, all performed, all from their own individual locations, along with Panic at the Disco singer Brendan Urie, and it's a really cool version. And if you listen carefully to the Roots playing the instrumentation here, there's a random guitar or two, but mostly what you're listening to are things around the homes of the members of the group, the Roots. Pots, pans, dishes, glassware. Take a listen.
So is that Jimmy Fallon singing lead on that?
It's mostly Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
That's pretty good.
Handling the big vocals on it. Fallon is doing kind of the secondary and harmonizing vocal on it. But Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco, he's so good at what he does. And he did it from his home studio. Fallon did it from his home. And all of the Roots, members of the band The Roots, they're all at their own location. And what I'm realizing now, it sounds even better with the hammering and drilling that's going on upstairs.
It goes right along
somehow
with that.
Somehow it's completely synchronized with the whole thing here at WGN.
So they're just banging on pots and pans?
That's pretty much, they're in their kitchens. And one guy is banging on a toaster with a spatula. Another guy is clinking on glasses. Another guy is banging some pot lids together. It's pretty cool to watch, to, you know, just watch the whole thing.
I love it.
You can hear the spoons there perfectly.
Yeah. All right. Pressure. Dean Richards Entertainment Report. More tomorrow. Thank
more
you, Dean.
More construction. And tomorrow, be tuning in because we're going to do a root canal during the show tomorrow as well.
Okay. You go grab a jackhammer and help that
somebody
guy.
Somebody get
will
the Novocaine.